Representatives of several Muslim organizations in the country have been busy fasting, praying and distributing foodstuffs and clothes to the needy. This is a tradition linked to Ramadan, a time of fasting for millions of Muslims in the world. According to Ilyasa Yassini of the Charitable Foundation for Development, which gets support from Turkey, Ramadan is a month-long period. They prepare themselves to be better human beings spiritually, socially, economically, and politically.
So when we are in the month of Ramadan, it is believed by Muslims that every single deed you are going to do during the month of fasting, as long as it is good, it is going to be rewarded tenfold. So the idea being, the more you do it, within a period of 30 days, it becomes a habit.
Sheikh Anubi Twaibu's Direct Aid Africa Muslims Agent said, apart from Harare, his organization distributed food to rural areas during this Ramadan. He said, local business people, with the support from the Islamic State of Kuwait, provided free foodstuffs and clothes to the poor.
So it is a month whereby the rich have mercy upon the poor, and also the poor are receiving any type of help that the other brothers might be having.
But all this was not smooth, as some Muslims told Studio 7 they were closely monitored by state security agencies because of their links to Islamic states where there are serious terrorist activities. Twaibu said local Muslims are being misunderstood due to some wars raging in the Arab world.
So you find when we're distributing the foodstuffs, there are those questions that are there, that why are you distributing food? While it's ourselves who are doing it, basically on a religious side, we don't have any other opinion or another idea behind that.
As a result, some trucks carrying foodstuffs have been delayed and only released after intervention by officials from concerned organizations. Yassin confirmed that in one instance, an organization which he could not name had its bank account closed as a result of some of these fears.
It's unfortunate that we have experienced this before, especially either with the banks, where they can close the accounts without any explanation, and some of the funds returned to respective countries. Then here you also need to support the Zimbabwean community.
Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba said she was not aware of any incident in which Muslims have been questioned during Ramadan, saying she could only comment after getting specific details. But another senior security official, who cannot be named as he is not authorized to speak to the press, said with reports that the Islamic terrorist group ISIS was recruiting in neighboring South Africa, there was every reason for the government to be concerned. However, Sheikh Ishmael Duwa, National Chairman of the Islamic Supreme Council of Zimbabwe, said Zimbabwe is not experiencing those problems at the moment, but he admitted some youths were getting scholarships to study in some Islamic states.
We don't have that knowledge that the people have been recruited to go to such organizations.
Yassini pointed out that Muslim organizations in Zimbabwe were operating within the confines of the law and conceded that there were challenges when dealing with foreign organizations. Cultural counselor at the embassy of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Harare, which supports the Islamic Supreme Council of Zimbabwe, Mohsen Shojakani, said Zimbabweans were not engaged with Islamic terrorist groups.
They are very hospitable, very friendly, very good-natured. I hope that such a phenomenon will never come to Zimbabwe. It's against the nature.
Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, in which Muslims fast during daylight hours from dawn to sunset. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.